Greetings, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Bob Barber here with the next Rapture Resurrection Report. Today, folks, we are going to be talking about, let's just call it, the ultimate celestial billboard of the Rapture Resurrection event. This is a celestial sequence that takes place at the Feast of Trumpets this year. It's only going to happen once. We went back and forth in the Stellarium, and we will never, ever, ever see a sign like this ever again. And we have now received a new confirmation sign over the last 3 days that will confirm that this is the final celestial billboard marking the Rapture Resurrection event and the beginning of the 7-year tribulation. Now, many of you may have known already about our brother in the Lord, Pastor Patrick, at the Hourly Watch YouTube channel. He was on our Uptime broadcast just a couple weeks ago. Since July 26, this man has been informing us with video after video after video with new information that the Lord is showing him about the celestial sequence at the Feast of Trumpets 2023. I'm going to show you a brief video of what the Lord has shown Pastor Patrick, and then I'm going to go into another segment where we discuss the confirmation sign that is so huge, everybody. When you see this confirmation sign, you're going to say to yourself, this has to be it.
I walked you through the Revelation 12 sign with the woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Revelation chapter 12, verse 2. And she being with child cried. And as soon as I said, she being with child, I heard in the spirit, look up child in Stellarium. And I laughed and I said, Father, I highly doubt there's going to be anything named child in Stellarium. And I heard, just look it up. And I thought, all right, I'll look it up. But even if there is something named child, I highly doubt that it's anywhere near the woman. And I typed in child. And to my surprise, it was right there. And before I even clicked it, I said, there's no way it's going to be by the woman. And I clicked on it and bam, there it is, family. And it rocked me. This is the biggest gift from watching, from diligently seeking him, that he's given me. I just got hit with the Holy Spirit. All glory to you, Father. This is amazing, family. So I went back to Rosh Hashanah, September 15th through the 17th. And as you can see right there, that's right when the child is born. As soon as the Feast of Trumpets starts, the child is coming out of the woman's stomach, family. I'll zoom in and show you. Right there, you could see. The child is still in her stomach on Rosh Hashanah. And when you go through the hours, you can see on Rosh Hashanah, the asteroid child comes out of the woman's stomach, family. And we realize that if the child is born on the Feast of Trumpets, then 9 months ago, there had to be some type of conception. So I clicked on Yeshua and I went back 9 months of pregnancy. And the Holy Spirit blew me up. Because 9 months ago, from Rosh Hashanah this year, was December 15th. Exactly 9 months of pregnancy is when the asteroid Yeshua was coming out of the woman's stomach. It's right here. Bam, bam. Yeshua came out of her stomach. And this is right when Hanukkah started, family. Imagine that. But it gets even bigger. This is stacked. This is looking like the perfect picture biblically as the rapture. Remember, last time in September 23rd, 2017, the reason why most of the people thought that it was going to be the rapture is because Jupiter was in the woman's stomach. Well, the word says she being with child cried. The word doesn't say she being with Jupiter cried. So child coming out of her stomach on the Feast of Trumpets and the asteroid Yeshua coming out of her stomach 9 months ago, like the conception, is gigantenormous, family. And remember, they're already set up a 7-year deal at the United Nations in New York. The Revelation 12 sign almost 6 years ago in 2017 was just the heads up, family. It wasn't actually the sign, because we're still here and the stars haven't fell, but they're about to. And I've never seen a picture of the rapture visually, biblically put together like this ever.
Now, Pastor Patrick made this video about a month ago. And since then, there have been dozens of prophetically named comets and asteroids that have been spotted passing through this celestial sequence at the Feast of Trumpets. And all of these comets and asteroids have prophetic names and meanings that are tied to the 7-year tribulation. Just look at the picture right here. And I'm telling you right now, that's not all of them. There are many, many more. There are just too many to list right here without making this look like an absolute train wreck. But you should know about them. So make sure to click that link below, go to his channel, hit subscribe, and take your time and go through his content there. And folks, new asteroids and new signs and new understandings and new revelations are being revealed about this celestial billboard on a daily basis, not just to Pastor Patrick, but to me and all of us who are watching. For example, you have the asteroid called United Nations that comes out of the womb of Virgo days before the child asteroid does. And the United Nations represents collectively the seed of Esau. So here we see a picture of the United Nations, Esau, and child who was Jacob being born. And this, of course, is the time of Jacob's trouble, as Israel is being surrounded by his brother Esau with all the Muslim nations. You have Francis, that represents possibly the false prophet. You have Elijah, and these are the days of Elijah, when Elijah and Moses, the two witnesses, have a 3.5-year ministry. 666, the mark of the beast. Ukraine, which represents Ukraine, and that's where we're seeing all the problems right now. And one of my favorites, 3339, which is transform, transfigure, which represents the rapture resurrection event, when we are changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. The mortal puts on immortality, and the corruptible must put on incorruption. And the fact it's called 3339 is not by accident. You have three threes. The first three represents divinity. It also represents finished and perfection, lesser to seven. The second three represents our body, soul, and spirit, three parts. And the third three represents the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Godhead. And number nine represents a divine new beginning. At the rapture resurrection, we will have a divine new beginning with our glorified bodies. And look what asteroid is right next to transform, transfigure, 339. We have Saul. Saul became Paul, who is our apostle for the age of grace. He brought us the revelation from the Holy Spirit of the gospel of grace, 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. And it makes perfect sense why God put the asteroid Saul right next to the asteroid transform, transfigure, 3339. Check out these incredible parallels. First of all, Saul became Paul. His name was transformed, transfigured. And on top of that, he brought us the revelation of the rapture resurrection event, where we will be transformed, transfigured. Mortal puts on immortality. The corruptible puts on incorruption. Can you see why now God has these two asteroids together, right there between her legs, this year at the Feast of Trumpets, when the last trump goes off? How about that? You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is the first time and the only time we will see all of these asteroids showering the Revelation 12 sign, especially at the Feast of Trumpets, where we will see one of dozens of alignments all crowded together like this one right here, with Saul and transfigure asteroids right in between the legs of Virgo where the child is born, when the man-child is born, our corporate birth of the body of Christ, the rapture resurrection event. Now, there are a lot more asteroids, a lot more alignments here to talk about, but I don't have time to do that. You have to go subscribe to the Hourly Watch YouTube channel to get all of this information. Link is below. Now, take a good look at this picture. This all happens next month. This is a huge rapture sign, the biggest celestial billboard for the rapture resurrection we have ever seen. But this is only just a half of it. The second half is even more exciting. But first, I want to take a quick break to show all of you what we are doing to reach all of the lost in third world countries, because that's the work that really matters. It's great to try to figure out when the rapture resurrection is going to be, but the true work that we should all be focusing on is building the body of Christ. The hour is late, folks, and we need to finish strong. You need to finish strong. So please, take a few moments, watch this video, and I'll see you right back after this quick break. Hey family, you ready to go home? I sure am. The rapture resurrection is soon upon us, and I know a lot of you are still worried that you have not made the impact that you wanted to make in God's kingdom yet. And you know the time is short now for any major work that you want to accomplish to help grow the body of Christ before our final departure. Now, Jesus' finished works at the cross alone saves us. We are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. But what about the works that you do here on earth? Don't they count for anything? They sure do. The works that you do here on earth will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ, which then determines just how good of a life you will have for eternity with our Lord and Savior. And when it comes to Christian missions, Feed My Sheep Today is the vineyard you want to work in. For the last 10 years, we have been raising funds and funding Christian missions all throughout the world. We've been providing humanitarian relief aid to new believers in hard to reach areas, jungle areas, and third world countries, areas that people have just written off and forgotten about. Not us. We are reaching these areas, providing the help that these people need, and then after showing them the love of Jesus Christ through the aid we provided them, we will show them the love of Jesus that He did specifically for them at the cross through the preaching of the gospel of grace, 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. We're not building with wood, hay, and stubble like others are with their gigantic sized temple worship centers that will be burned up in the tribulation anyways. No, we are building with precious stones, silver and gold that will be tried by the fire and that will last and will not be consumed. Because here we are adding hundreds and thousands of people on a daily basis to the body of Christ. Buildings are not eternal, that's wood, hay, and stubble, but spirits are. Gold, silver, precious stones. So if you feel that tug right now to make a difference, please don't ignore it. Just go to our website, feedmysheeptoday.org. There you can give by PayPal, credit card, bank draft, or just simply send your gift in the mail. The address will be there as well. And if you want to make your gift go farther, become an Easy Feed monthly sustainer. We greatly need more people to join our monthly sustainer family. Look, if we know how much is coming in the next month, this gives us the ability to leverage what we have this month to buy the supplies that we need for next month. Because sometimes we have to order stuff this month and wait for it to arrive the following month. And I think you all understand why that is, because of the pandemic and stuff like that. So we greatly need monthly sustainers. So please just consider maybe just $10 a month. If you could do more, praise the Lord. But we're happy to get that $10 because every little bit counts here, everybody. So great in heaven will your rewards be from the work that's achieved here. I promise you that. May God bless you all, and thank you so much for your support. Okay, folks, it's time for the second half of the sign, and like I said, you are going to be so excited when you see this. It blew me away. It blew us all away. None of us have ever seen anything like this before. We were all together in a private stream, and when we saw this, we all fell out of our chairs and started blowing our shofars. Check this out. There is a comet that is called Nishimura, and the astronomer who found it, his name was Hideo, which means exalted man-child. Now, what I've done here is I highlighted it here on the stellarium with that little star that you see here in the middle and the title of the comet, because you could barely see it right there in that fine print. So that way it'll be much easier to follow it as we move forward in this video. Now, what you're about to watch here is a clip from our live broadcast from the other day with Aaron at God a Minute YouTube channel. And what we're going to show you is how this comet is the second half and the final piece to this celestial billboard marking the rapture resurrection event.
Now we'll go over the comet Nishimura that was just discovered on 8/11 by Hideo Nishimura. And as you can see right here, it says the comet is falling toward the sun for a close encounter on September 13th. And this picture was taken yesterday, and they're saying that they found that it has grown a 1 degree long tail, and it looks long. And it literally says a sign that is feeling the heat of the approaching sun. And the signs will be in the sun, family. And they are. And it says its green head now shines like an eighth magnitude star.
Now, since you know what this comet is, let us show you what it's going to do and how it fulfills the Revelation 12 sign and points to the rapture resurrection event. Check this out.
It's just been sitting here, and I just went back to 1880 just for the simplicity of not sitting here forever. But 1880, it essentially what's going on is it just sits there. It doesn't move. It's over Canis Major. It's been there for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Really minimal movement. And it wasn't really until recently, and especially in 2022, when the real movement starts to happen. Right around when all this the world stuff really started to change, it started to shift a bit. So we have minimal movement here, 2021, just kind of still in the Canis Major area, 2022, just making its movement. But you'll see when we get to 2023 is really when the action
right here, as you can see, it hits all the stars on Orion, and it loosens the bands of Orion right here.
And that's in Job 38, verse 31. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion?
So we're going to go ahead and do that again. So we're going to go from basically around now, around August.
No, 8/11. Just go from 8/11.
Sure, we can do that. So it does nothing its whole life. And then for this moment, it flies through Leo and rips through Virgo. And then it continues down. But let's just show everybody one more time, because it does a bit of a fish hook. After it does that J movement through Virgo, right on Feast of Trumpets, or right slightly after it or whatever, it goes into the middle of nowhere and then camps out over here and stays here forever. See, I'm fast-forwarding the years. We're in 2100, 2200, etc. It just camps out in the middle of nowhere. So the only purpose of this asteroid is to fly through Virgo during this Feast of Trumpets.
This year.
That's amazing.
Not even moving for another 400 or 500 years.
I mean, you know what? I wonder if it probably go that fast. I wonder if it moves right at the end of the 1,000-year millennial reign, if it shoots again. Wouldn't that be something?
Go to 3030 and see.
3030, yeah.
All right.
And as you can see here, Nishimura then just sits out here in the middle of nowhere doing nothing for the rest of its existence. We even go ahead 1,000 years at the end of the millennial reign, and you still see that Nishimura has not moved from this position since. It's like God, who has been sitting on his throne forever, gets off of his throne through Jesus Christ comes down to the earth and gathers up his saints, the body of Christ, and takes them back up to his throne, and then sits back down on his throne. And he sits on his throne forever. This is why this asteroid never moves out of its place ever again. Very interesting.
Here we come. Coming up on 3,000.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I'm 30. Wing past it. Wait, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. It just sits there forever. So its only movement is this year, this fall.
That's right. The whole purpose of this comet is to highlight or confirm the Revelation 12 sign in 2023. Now, if you're still confused about all this, don't worry. Check this out right here. I made an animation. You can easily follow it. Off to the left, you have the Revelation 12 sign. And in the upper right, you see the Nishimura Exalted Man-Child Comet. Since its inception, all it's been doing is staying in a retrograde motion right where it's at, kind of going around in a circle. You really can't notice it moving from our perspective. And it just stays there, not doing anything for thousands of years. And then in 2023, this is what happens. It begins to loop around in February 2023. It shoots right through Leo and enters the Revelation 12 sign right at September 2021st, give or take, because we're looking at the Hebrew day starting in the evening. And then it's in the stomach of Virgo on the 21st, 22nd, and then it exits the Virgin on the 22nd, 23rd of September. There's that number 23 again, September 23rd. There's a lot about that date that I can't get into right now. You might want to comment. And then after it exits the woman, where does it go? Out into the middle of nowhere where it stays forever. So the only sole purpose of the Nishimura comet, the Exalted Man-Child comet, is to mark the Revelation 12 sign in the heavens at the Feast of Trumpets 2023. It's like God built the billboard and then he shined a huge light on it to make sure that we didn't miss it. Or in this case, he threw a bright rock at it so that way we would focus our attention on it. Folks, what are the chances of the rapture resurrection happening next month and the beginning of the 7-year tribulation? First, we have the biggest Revelation 12 sign we have ever seen before and that we will never see again. Right here, where the Virgin is covered with all of these asteroids by their names and comets by their names, that lays out the entire story of Daniel's 70th week, the time of Jacob's trouble. It's like it's an open book right there in front of us covering the Virgin. And then you have a comet that's been pretty much sitting in a retrograde motion since its inception, and the only time it ever moves in its entire existence is in 2023. It finally starts moving out of its retrograde motion and it flies through the Revelation 12 sign. It pings the Revelation 12 sign, the sign of the rapture, the sign of the beginning of the 7-year tribulation, and it happens right at the Feast of Trumpets. Really? What are the chances? Come on, folks. It doesn't get more obvious than that. Evidently, God is trying to warn us about something here. Now, if you look back at our chart, we had a Revelation 12 sign in 2017, but that was not the Revelation 12 sign. That was God getting our attention and saying, hey, you need to start focusing on this Virgin constellation right here, because this is where I'm going to show you the warning that the rapture resurrection is about to take place. For example, Jupiter represented the head being born, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, and then the body of Christ, the rest of Jesus, his body, his governing body is born. The man child is born in 2023, representing with the child asteroid. I can see that being the case. And then 3.5 years later, we had another Revelation 12 sign take place at Passover, and this was when the moon was at her feet at Passover and the God comet passed through the constellation, illuminating it at night 3.5 years later. It was a sign in the darkness, and trust me, In 2021, we were in some darkness because of everything that was going on with the sickness and everything like that. And what God was doing at that point is reminding us, hey, keep focusing on this Revelation 12 area right here, because the next time I deal with her is going to be the third and final sign. Three, the number of completion, the number of perfection, lesser to seven, like I talked about before. And now here we are with the Revelation 12 sign again today. Now, if you count back to 2017, it will be exactly 6 years we have been laboring, studying the sign, looking for the Lord's return. And now, after 6 years, what do we do on the seventh? What did God do on the seventh day? He rested. And now we are about to enter into our Sabbath rest in heaven at the rapture resurrection. Now, in the first two Revelation 12 signs, did we have all these comets and asteroids showering the Virgin? No, we didn't, but we do now. Those first two signs were just rehearsals for the final sign, the sign that we're going to see next month. And the Bible says, when we see the sign, two things take place. The stars fall from heaven, and the man-child is caught up to heaven. And what are we looking at in this picture, folks? The Virgin is looking around and seeing all these stars falling right past her. There is a shower of comets and asteroids coming down all around her, indicating that the fallen angels are about to be kicked onto the earth, and that means that the man-child is about to be caught up to heaven through the rapture resurrection event. And with everything that's being established with the BRICS nations this month, the 10 kings that come to power right before the Antichrist shows up, and the covenant with many, the 7-year agreement for global sustainability, the 7-year rescue plan that they are going to start at the Feast of Trumpets next month when this sign takes place. Come on, everybody. I think it looks pretty plausible that the rapture resurrection is near. So please comment. Let us know what you guys think. And don't forget to hit that like button. And please subscribe to our backup channel. The link is below. We have a lot more content like this coming out, and they're starting to eyeball us. So make sure you're connected with us in the event this channel disappears. So may God bless you all, and hang in there, for we are almost finished. Amen. Amen.